Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, a surgeon with the charity Doctors Without Borders has claimed that Israeli forces have heavily bombed an area close to the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in Gaza with no prior evacuation order. The Nasser Hospital is Gaza's largest functioning health facility. For more on this, I'm joined from Jerusalem by Paul Caney, Médecins Sans Frontières Logistics Coordinator for Gaza. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme. What can you tell us about what happened near Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis last night?
Well, I'm not sure of what happened last night. MSF, we had a team going in overnight to assess the security situation on Monday into Tuesday. The war is raging in quite the immediate vicinity. There was a bomb, we're not ballistic experts. It was either an airstrike or a shell that exploded about 150 meters from the entrance to Nasser Hospital. It killed 8 people, injured 80 or so, resulted in more than 40 surgeries in the immediate aftermath in a hospital that is operating at probably 300 or 400% its capacity. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have enough surgical beds or surgical theaters. Procedures are being done on the floor, sometimes in the dark. It's a facility that is home to probably 10,000 or more IDPs who are seeking shelter from violence elsewhere. We have a very courageous Palestinian surgical team that remains in the hospital, but we evacuated our international personnel a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. We were going in to investigate whether it was safe enough to start putting international teams back in there overnight.
What's the estimation there?
Dire. It looks at the moment like it's not safe enough for us to put international teams in there overnight.
Where is the staff and all the patients now and people who are finding refuge in the hospital?
Well, there were, after the events of Monday into Tuesday and then again on Tuesday night, we have reports. One of our key surgeons, for example, he moved his family out. He didn't feel it was safe enough anymore. However, being the man he is, he took his family down to Rafah, got them into a safe place, and I believe has returned. There were quite a number of IDPs that left the area in that 48-hour stretch. We don't know any numbers, of course. The hospital continues to function. Mm-hmm. But I think to call it a functioning hospital is a real extreme exaggeration. It's more of a war triage unit. You know, there's no normal treatment happening.
That notwithstanding, Paul, it is one of the largest functioning healthcare facilities or hospitals in Gaza or southern Gaza for sure, is it?
Yes, certainly. There are only two large functioning hospitals, and by functioning, again, I use the term trepidatiously. But yes, European Gaza Hospital and Nasser Hospital are the largest still functioning hospitals in Gaza.
And you say that this happened without any prior evacuation order at all?
No. Now, there have been evacuation orders for the area for the surrounding area, particularly to the east and to the south. No, there's not been an evacuation order or any direct bilateral information from the Israeli forces to warn us of these kind of events. No.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Paul Caney, Médecins Sans Frontières Logistics Coordinator for Gaza. Thank you very much indeed for that update.